Welcome back to the Valley Farm Forum. I'm Jeff Ishii for News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, and it is my pleasure to welcome to the program Paul Eberle. He is Executive Vice President with Farmers and Merchants Bank, better known around the community as F&M Bank. And Paul, real pleasure to have you on the show today.
Good morning, Jeff. Pleasure to be here.
Paul, you put up a post on social media that has gathered a lot of attention in recent days, and it concerns the ag census data for the Shenandoah Valley, for the Commonwealth of Virginia, specifically for Rockingham County. And I wanted to take a few minutes today and kind of go over that data. We don't want to go necessarily into a deep dive into the weeds, because you certainly can with the ag census data, but I wanted to get your opinion on some of the trends that we are seeing in agriculture here in the Shenandoah Valley and in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Let's start off with the number of farms. What was your takeaway from the ag census when it comes to the number of farms?
Well, the first thing that stood out to me, I like to look at it at a national level, break it down to a state level, and then look at my home county, Rockingham County, and the broader Shenandoah Valley. So when you look at farms, I think you also have to look at acreage, because as we all know, there is continued consolidation in agriculture. So looking at just farms doesn't give you as a complete a picture as looking at farms and acreage. But so nationally, the farm disappearance rate was negative 6.94%, and the acreage disappearance rate was 2.23. So what that tells us is that the number of farms went down significantly, but not as significantly as the number of acres farmed, which tells me that there is consolidation going on where farms are going out, but they're being, a quarter of it is being bought by another farm, a quarter is being bought by another farm, and so forth and so on. When you look at the state of Virginia, 9.79% of farms disappeared in the five-year period between 2017 and 2022, and it was 6.26% of acreage. So the statewide trend kind of followed the national trend of a higher number of farms going out on a percentage basis as compared to acreage. The concerning data that I saw pretty quickly when I started digging into these numbers was, if you take the central Shenandoah Valley, which I may be wrong, but I consider that Page, Shenandoah, Rockingham, and Augusta counties, collectively there was a 10.98% decrease in the number of farms and a 15.04% decrease in the acres that were farmed. So right there, you've got immediately what stands out to me is that not only are we losing farms, but a lot of the farms that go out aren't being bought by another farm. The acreage is disappearing. Mm. So it's disappearing at a higher rate than the number of farms. In Rockingham County, which, as we all know, is a significant portion of the state's agricultural revenue and net profit, specifically, it was a 15% loss of the number of farms and a 16.17% loss in the number of acres farmed. So while nationally we certainly see that farms are disappearing and farm acreage is disappearing, and we also see that statewide, it seems to be a little higher in the Shenandoah Valley and especially in Rockingham County.
Another number that you shared in your social media post and has been liked, if you will, by literally thousands of people now, is the profitability per acre. And I thought that Rockingham County did pretty well in that regard.
That's correct. So, as you know, there's all over the country, there's much larger counties in terms of land mass and farm acreage. So in terms of punching power, if you will, breaking it down on a weight by weight basis, the best way to look at that is number of acres farmed. So that's something I did this year, was look at that. And Rockingham County, in the past, punched pretty high concerning its weight based on farm acreage. But this year, Rockingham County was actually the 22nd most profitable county in the entire United States based on a per acre basis. And the county, Rockingham County, actually surpassed another great farming county, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, this year. Rockingham County's net profit without government assistance per acre was $2,405.69. This compares to Lancaster County that was $1,766.61. So pound for pound, Rockingham County is literally a powerhouse of agricultural production, and we're doing it on less acres. And as we've heard, based on the numbers of acres that disappeared last year, the farmers in the county and the Shenandoah Valley overall are producing more net income, they're more efficient, and they're doing it on less and less acres all the time.
Bottom line, it sounds like to me, is the Shenandoah Valley and Rockingham County in particular, the Shenandoah Valley is extremely important to the local economy.
That is correct. So I have in front of me the numbers of Rockingham County, and I can spread that out to the whole valley, but Rockingham County farms produce $1.19 billion with a B in revenue. They paid a total of $41 million in wages and salaries. They paid a total of $12 million in interest. They paid $6.5 million in property taxes. And they spent $688 million on other items other than interest, taxes, and wages. So that's feed, supplies, other inputs, depending on the operation, whether it's, you know, seed for corn or corn seed or whatever it may be. When you look at the multiplier effect in our community, I believe there was a study done that said 67 cents spent with a local business stays in our community. If you take the 67 cents out of $688 million that are spent by our farms in our community, the economic impact of agriculture and farming, especially in Rockingham County, is tremendously powerful.
You're talking about cost of production, and we're speaking today with Paul Eberle. He is Executive Vice President of F&M Bank and works all throughout the Shenandoah Valley at various branches, but primarily in Bridgewater. Paul, another number that stood out to me, and you addressed it just a moment ago, is cost of production. I punched in some numbers myself from the recent census data, which came out on February the 13th, published by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The cost of production, which in my language, that means here's what it costs to run the farm. Take away profitability and all of that. Here's what it costs to produce whatever we are producing. Statewide, per farm, that came in at an average of $111,661 per farm. In Rockingham County, that number was $435,589. But here's the number that really stuck out to me. Comparing the numbers from 2022 to 2017, cost of production was up by 39%. How long can we stay in business at that level?
Not long, especially with disappearing acres. Something needs to be done. You know, it is economic factors that farmers can't control. The good news is, at least for Rockingham County and really the whole state, is those farm input prices did go up, but so did farm profitability. But it's a fragile infrastructure. We just have to be careful that, you know, I talked a little bit on my social media post about the criticality of the infrastructure that we have in place. And the issue is really, if we continue to lose farm acreage and farms, you lose that critical infrastructure. And what that does is it actually increases the cost of production for each farm and each acre. As an example, if I can, is let's assume a supplier goes out of business in Harrisonburg because there's just not that critical mass of acres and number of farms here to support it anymore. Well, if a farmer has to go and make the 440-mile round-trip drive to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, to pick up supplies, and they have to do that twice a month, If you break that down and you assume the IRS mileage rate of 67 cents a mile, that trip cost that farmer $295. If they do that twice a month, that's $7,000 a year. What you've done is by that infrastructure or that provider or that service provider going out of business, we've increased the cost or the decreased the profitability on a per acre basis by about $64 countywide. And that's not even counting if we have to pay for freight to be hauled between Lancaster County and Rockingham County, which is about $2.25 per mile. So costs have gone up. They've gone up for everybody. That's the great thing about the USDA census is, are the numbers perfect? No, they are not. But all of the numbers are there, and we can at least compare to other counties because their numbers are just as imperfect as ours.
Paul, we've got about a minute remaining in this segment, and I wanted to ask you to summarize, I guess you would call it the takeaway. What is the takeaway from, you know, the Virginia report, more than 900 pages of numbers from this ag census data, but bottom line is, what is the takeaway?
I would say that the takeaway is we all, whether we farm, whether we work with farmers, we work in agribusinesses, we work for an agribusiness, I think we all just need to pay attention. I think the farm disappearance rate and the acreage disappearance rate is a little bit alarming. And what I want everybody to know is that there is a critical mass of farms that we currently have, but it is dwindling. And we need to pay attention because agriculture, especially in Rockingham County, the Shenandoah Valley, and the entire state, has a significant impact on our economy. Sometimes farmers and agribusinesses, we don't necessarily band together as well as we should, but collectively, it's the number one industry in the state, and it's certainly the number one industry in the valley. But we just have to pay attention because if we don't, and we lose track of what's going on, we're going to lose that critical mass, and we're going to lose our critical infrastructure. And if Rockingham County loses that, so does the Shenandoah Valley, and so does the state of Virginia.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, sir.
Paul Eberle, he is Executive Vice President of Farmers and Merchants Bank, better known as F&M Bank. We'll be back with more right after these messages.